Greetings in the name of Jesus to all of you. This shouldn't take too long because if it's half a crowd, I only need to give half a load. Start with a verse from James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. This morning is such a gift from God. We can gather to worship as we desire. We can gather with our brothers and sisters and our families to worship. Sometimes we take these privileges for granted, I think. You know, just things like nice days and the privilege to worship God together in a place of our choosing. And this morning I'd like to turn our thoughts to God for those blessings to us that we may take for granted each day. I want to take a look at some of the times in history that were not, we would say, not as desirable to live in those times. And I'll be looking at some times in history that are more directed at worldwide society, not so much toward Christian history. The times of persecution were terrible too, but they were more centered toward Christians and religious things and didn't affect the whole world as a society. So I would like to look first at what they, well, we came through the COVID years. We think that was terrible. And it was bad. It was might have been the worst years that some of us could remember. But it pales in comparison to some of the past times in history. Some of you remember the Second World War, I think. There's a few here that might remember. Paul, do you remember that? Then nobody remembers it. Maybe on this side there's a few. Anyhow, that was a pretty terrible time. It claimed almost 75 million lives, casualties, in the Second World War. And just before that, in 1929, was the Wall Street crash, where thousands and thousands of people lost everything they had. Suicide rates went straight up. People lost their lives over that. And then, of course, that led to the Great Depression, which is considered not a good time to live through. There's a few more here, but 1918, World War I, Spanish flu combination, killed millions and millions of people. But let's get to the one that is considered the worst era to live in history, recorded history. AD 536. Does anybody know what happened then through history? It was the beginning of what they call the Dark Ages. The Dark Ages were made up of different events that happened over 500 or 600 years, but this was the main event that kind of spawned it. It is dubbed the worst year to be alive by Harvard historian Michael McCormick. A major volcanic eruption in Iceland, which some of this is speculation because, as we know, back then they did not have storm chasers with computerized communications. But they think they had pinpointed there was a large volcano eruption in Iceland, followed by two other volcanoes erupting in different parts of the world, and they're not even sure where, but and how they know, I don't know. But anyhow, the results of that caused an inexplicable dense fog that shrouded Europe, the Middle East, and parts of Asia in darkness for 18 months. Historical accounts describe the sun as giving no more light than the moon for those 18 months. The summer temperatures dropped below freezing. Crops failed, leading to widespread famine and starvation, while societies grappled with the sudden onset of scarcity and hardship. And probably something that made that even worse was these people had no idea what was happening. they just woke up every morning and it was the same dark fog, no sun. So that truly was a terrible time to live through. Then, just a few years later, actually it was about 900 years later, in the 1300s, the world was struck by bubonic plague, which is considered the second worst time to live. And that, the Black Death, it killed up to the 50% of the population of Europe. We cannot imagine how that would be. Not a good time to live. As many as 200 million people, it said in the article I read. Interesting side note is a war was going on at that time, which where there's humans, there is generally wars. And the attacking army was losing soldiers at a very rapid rate to the plague. So they started catapulting dead soldiers into the city to infect the defenders. Just, I guess people will do anything. Weaponizing the unthinkable. I'm going to read Psalms 46. And then we'll look at a few of the times that are considered to be the best times to be alive. Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Isn't it something that if we go through the hard times, be still and know that I am God, and we can be confident that he is there and he hears. Best times to live. The period from 1945 to the early 50s, actually probably almost to the year 2000, are considered to be probably the best times to be alive, which includes most of us. The war to end all wars was over. The United States experienced unprecedented economic growth. Blue-collar workers could afford luxuries such as cars, televisions, and their own homes, which was unheard of. The 40-hour work week became the norm, paid vacations and all that. Well, I'm still waiting for mine. It says here it's common, so I guess I'm missing out. But there was a down. There is a down. If you start digging into these, what were considered good times, there's always a dark side. This was racial prejudice and discrimination was real. Women had few rights, and the atomic age caused a Cold War. And of course, the Vietnam War and the Korean War were in there somewhere. But it is largely considered to be one of the best times ever to be alive. Because it affected the whole world that way. And it's unrealistic to say that this is conclusive because there are unrecorded moments in history that we don't know about. And we all know that back in the Garden of Eden would have been the very best time to be alive. But this is what history tells us. Second one that is mentioned is 5th century BC Athens. All the male citizens had equal rights and freedoms regardless of wealth, education level, or class. Wealth was relatively well distributed throughout the population. Sounds like a great time to be living in. But the downside, slaves were very common in Athens, lots of slaves. Slaves had no rights. And so if you were unlucky enough to be a slave, this was not an especially good time to live. We are here this morning at this time and this place because God put us here. And we want to be thankful for his gifts. At the same time that we are enjoying his blessings, there are people in the world that are not experiencing these blessings. I think of Ukraine, Russia, the Middle East. It's ongoing. But I think it is wrong for us to not be thankful and appreciate what God has given us. There is no perfect era here until we get to heaven. There are no wars ongoing at this time, except infighting on the political differences. It's a time of plenty in the land. We don't know what famine or hunger is. We've never experienced it. We have complete religious freedom. We come and go as we choose. We can gather to worship in complete freedom. Let's be thankful always for these privileges we have and recognize God's hand in giving these gifts. God the giver. Conclusion, we do not know what tomorrow may bring. We don't know what the next generation will face, but we know that God is already there. Let us rejoice in that and praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your blessings to us. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this group of people, brothers and sisters, that we can gather with to praise you and worship you. We think of the many people in the world that are struggling this morning, suffering from war, famine, and disease. God, just be with each one of those, especially those that call out to you in your name, and help us to be compassionate and do what we can to help such. God bless this service further according to your will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.